Hey, welcome back to The Intersection. I'm Gary Martin Hayes. Hope you're having a great Sunday, and thanks for spending time with us here on The Intersection Radio. One night, country music legend Conway Twitty knocked on his son's bedroom door, and he had a cassette tape in his hand. Now, if you don't know what a cassette tape is, just go ahead and Google it. He told his son he was thinking about recording a song on the tape, and he wanted his son's opinion about it. So he put the cassette in the tape player, pressed play, and waited for his son's reaction. When the song was over, Conway asked, "What do you think?" His son told him, "I don't like it." Well, this shocked Conway, as he and his son had always shared the same musical taste. So we asked him, why? He told his father, "Well, Dad, to tell you the truth, it's the first time I've ever thought about life without you." Well, Conway got very quiet. He just sat there for a few moments. And then he told his son, "Boy, I'm about to let you in on one of life's great secrets. Daddies die, but they never go away. Wherever you are, whatever you do, whether I'm dead or alive, listen to this song and know I'm always with you." And here is the song, one about the unconditional love and support of a father. It's Conway Twitty with "That's My Job" on The Intersection.
I woke up crying late at night when I was very young. I had dreamed my father had passed away and gone. My world revolved around him. I couldn't lie there anymore. So I made my way down the mirrored hall and tapped upon his door. And I said, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone that way? Don't want to cry anymore. So may I stay with you?" And he said, "That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see." Later we barely got along, this teenage boy and he. Most of the fights, it seems, were over different dreams we each held for me. He wanted knowledge and learning. I wanted to fly out west. I said I could make it out there if I just had the fare. I got half, will you loan me the rest? And I said, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. There's no guarantee in the plans I've made. And if I should fail, who will pay my way back home?" And he said, "That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Every person carves his spot and fills the hole with light. And I pray someday I might light as bright." Woke up early one bright fall day to spread the tragic news. After all my travel, I settled down within a mile or two. I make my living with words and rhyme, and all this tragedy should go into my head instead as bits of poetry. But I say, "Daddy, I'm so afraid. How will I go on with you gone this way? How can I come up with a song to say I love you. That's my job. That's what I do. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me. That's my job, you see. Everything I do is because of you, to keep you safe with me.
So what does it mean to believe in something? Well, the dictionary defines it as to accept something as true, to feel sure of. In the Bible, the word means more than that, as it includes an element of trust. We believe so strongly in God that we're willing to commit our lives to Him and to follow in His ways. Our final song today tells us the story of a boy that becomes friends with Old Man Wrigley after his mom sent him over to his home to help him with some chores. And over time, he learns that Old Man Wrigley lost his wife and his son. And the young man questions, how is he able to hold himself together after such tragedies? The old man tells him, soon he will see them in heaven because of his firm belief in God. Here are Brooks and Dunn with their classic song, Believe, on The Intersection.
Old Man Wrigley lived in that white house down the street where I grew up. Mama used to send me over with things. We struck a friendship up. Spent a few long summers out on his old porch swing. Was in the war, went in the Navy, lost his wife, lost his baby. Broke down and asked him one time, how you keep from going crazy? He said, I'll see my wife and son in just a little while. I asked him what he meant. He looked at me and smiled. Said I raise my hands, bow my head. I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I can see. Years later, I was off at college, talking to Mom on the phone one night, getting all caught up on the gossip, the ins and outs of the small town life. She said, oh, by the way, son, old man Wrigley's died. Later on that night, I laid there thinking back. Thought about a couple long lost summers. I didn't know whether to cry or laugh. There was ever anybody deserved a ticket to the other side, it'd be that sweet old man who looked me in the eye. Said I raised my hands, bow my head, finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to life than just what I could see. I can't quote the book, the chapter or the verse. You can't tell me it all ends in a slow ride in a hearse. You know I'm more and more convinced the longer that live. Yeah, this can't be. No, this can't be. No, this can't be all there is. Lord, I raise my hands, bow my head. Oh, I'm finding more and more truth in the words written in red. They tell me that there's more to this than just what I can see. I believe. I believe. I believe.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the Intersection Radio. As we mentioned throughout the show, if you have a song request or you want to share a positive story, just give us a call on our toll-free line. The number is 1-877-88-CROSS. And please be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We post a lot of inspirational, uplifting messages and videos there. Just search for the Intersection Radio. As you can tell, we are a faith-based show. If you have questions about your faith, if you're going through difficult times, we encourage you to please reach out to your minister or pastoral care team. If you need a recommendation for someone in your area, just let us know. A special thanks to our executive producers, Adam Work, Brooke Yunker, and Kevin Steele. We couldn't do the show without you guys, so thank you very, very much. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a great day. God bless. Be safe.